This is In Focus on WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. As Southern Illinois continues to see a decline in the number of new COVID-19 infections, businesses and activities are slowly returning. But it's still too early to tell just how big the impact of restrictions and mitigations will be on the overall economy and how quickly it might bounce back. I talked with Carbondale's Mayor Mike Henry about how things are going.
Well, they're going much better, and the governor has allowed the opening of inside dining in restaurants, which makes a huge difference. And incidentally, we issued tickets to, we had four or five restaurants in Carbondale that refused to be closed. And we issued four or five tickets. Nobody paid a dime. We just wanted compliance, and the folks complied. And incidentally, along those same lines, the city council, I read a proclamation at our last council meeting last week that challenges everybody to wear their mask for another 100 days. And this is a nationwide effort, I believe. It might just be statewide. But anyway, to wear masks for another 100 days and help us get out of this pandemic we're in.
In addition to it being a difficult health challenge for everyone globally, I know that it's an economic challenge as well in terms of lost sales tax revenue, lost revenue overall in terms of the economy for the community. Are the projections coming true in terms of what you expected for this fiscal year, or are you having to make more adjustments to the budget as you go along?
Well, we're constantly watching the budget, and we have had to make some adjustments and just put off some things. We're looking at next year. I mean, we'll start another fiscal year in just 2 or 3 months here. And so we're trying to figure out what to do in this coming fiscal year and get a budget that hopefully we can adhere to. But with the way things are going, we just don't know. And of course, a lot of our revenues, significant amount of the city's revenues come from local sales taxes and that are on restaurants and packaged liquor stores and that kind of thing. So those have not taken as big of a hit as we thought they might. But certainly there's been some damage done to our businesses that just couldn't be open during this. And we're assisting them with applying for grants and that sort of thing from the state.
By the time things reopen and go back to, I'm using air quotes now, normal, the city's going to look a lot different in terms of the economy. When you think about, just as the closures were happening, you were witnessing the closure of the Macy's in the University Mall. After yes. that, the closure of JCPenney, also in the University Mall. Now we're hearing that a big box store, Best Buy, has decided to close its doors in Carbondale. What does the momentum look like? What are you re-envisioning Carbondale to be if some of those big box stores are leaving the community?
You know, it's difficult to predict the future. This is something that's really happening everywhere. It's not unique to us. There's so much online shopping now, and these stores are just saying we just can't maintain these huge buildings. And Best Buy, I think, was down to 15 or 20 employees at Best Buy. And I had been in there about 2 weeks before, 2 or 3 weeks before they announced their closing. And the store, I mean, everything was on the shelves, all that, you know, but it was just not many folks in there on a Saturday morning. And I wondered how they were able to stay open. But didn't give it a whole lot of thought at that point, of course. But it's, to me, I love to be able to walk in a store and see exactly what I'm getting. I've had a couple of things I need to order for my Dyson vacuum cleaner, and I did it online, and one of them wasn't right when I got it. And I did everything I could figure out to get it the right one, the right part. It was just simply a battery. And the first time around, I didn't have the right one. So easy to exchange and all of that. But if I'd been in a store where I could look at it and ask somebody about it, you know, it would have been, would have been different. So it's just a change in the way our economy's running, the way it's going.
Does this present any opportunities, do you think, in terms of having Carbondale rebrand itself to more local business, more arts, those sorts of things?
Well, it does. But again, at this time, it's a question of, do folks have the money? Does government have the money to fund more arts, which, of course, Carbondale is very well known for our commitment to the arts. And it's just very difficult to tell where to go. You know, it's something we talk about all the time internally at the city, and with, I talk with citizens about it, how they feel about it. And everybody is, we know what we would like to see, but we don't know how we're going to get there or if it's going to happen.
Mike Henry is the mayor of Carbondale. Lawmakers in Washington and Springfield continue their negotiations on potential stimulus packages to help local governments and businesses affected by COVID-19. Henry says he's hopeful and that any little bit will help. For In Focus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.